เช่น
First of all, I must apologize to everybody. I wish we can deliver better result in fourth quarter last year. I must say the last 2 months was really tough, even in our business. In the, especially the visibility of the deal that we can close at the quarter end become much more difficult than before. A lot of those booking decrease we see that enterprise customer, they are not leaving us. They are not saying that we don't need security anymore, or they are changing the vendor. But it's just that before they would extend their contract longer. For instance, they would take a 2 years license, but now they say because of the budget or because of the visibility they themselves have on their company, they will ask for a shorter term of the contract. Or some of the company, as we all know, the reduce of the workforce resulting in the reduce of the license seats from us. So I say right now, as Mahendra-san explained, the visibility of the future revenue is really hard to tell. And therefore, we choose to give what we can see a more conservative what we can do. But of course, we hope that our business in Q1 and in 2009 can deliver much better result than what we deliver in fourth quarter. And I think last time when I was here, I explained about our smart protection network. And I just want to explain what is that going to do, and we continue to execute on those smart protection network strategy. And we believe if we execute it right in the second half of 2009, we should start to see some good sign of the result. So here I want to say security business, probably a lot of you already know, is the business that is least impacted by the economy. If you look at the past history, it's not that correlated to the GDP growth. Those are the three big security company and our growth rate in each of the year. It's not that correlated to really the business. But what is really correlated to is this. For Trend Micro, if you look at how our growth rate look like, is more to do with the threats landscape and the readiness of our solution. Take, for example, 2001, 2000. Those are the year of bubble burst, right? Everybody's stock was crashing. But Trend Micro grew 46% and 56% in those 2 years. Because at that time, there was big virus outbreak, and our solution, Interscan Virus Wall, was exactly the right solution. That happened again in 2003. 2003, there was a big virus outbreak called Slammer, and then the following year, 2004, we grew 29%. So it has more to do with the threat landscape and how our solution was ready. And so I will just give you some example of what is the threat landscape now, what is the security spending that people are looking at. For Obama, other than so busy on his economic stimulation package, the other important initiative he done was a cyber security auditing command he made. And he asked that everybody need to audit their cybersecurity and order the US government need to spend and get the best cybersecurity product. And all the other Forrester Research or IDC, they all predicted that the SaaS market or the security market, the spending is still going on. So I think those means that for Trend Micro, our business, the driver for growth is usually three things that we need to look at. First one, threat landscape. How does it change? Second one, customers' buying behavior. What do they want to buy? And the third one, what is the technology changing? When there's technology changing and we utilize that to take the advantage of that technology, then those three is the more important driver for our growth. Let me go first, those three. And first one, the threat landscape. Actually, what in our business we afraid most is when there's no outbreak, there's nothing. And in the past 3 years, there was no outbreak. But in the past 2 months, there was two major outbreaks happened. One is called worm conflicter. It affected more than more than 2 million PCs worldwide, and the other one is PE Varex that actually broke down the court Chicago the court. So those are outbreak virus outbreak is coming back, and combined with all this data stealing malware, this is even more serious, which is they are very silent. These are the threats that we were facing and was very, very, actually impact our business a lot. Because these viruses, they exist, but customers didn't see it. They don't know. So they don't feel a need to make the purchase or change their vendor. So this type of threats is a big threats for antivirus company, for security company. But because of that, a lot of threats, but customers don't see it. That's the new type of data stealing malware. But those type of malware, their damage is very big. So later on, I will allude to how are we going to tackle that type of data stealing malware problem. The second one is the customer buying behavior. Customer buying behavior, because of economy downturn, they are shifting faster and faster to the cloud computing or the SaaS model because pay as you go, right? And they can outsource, eventually they outsource the IT infrastructure to the vendor. So SaaS is going to be grow much faster than before, become mainstream. And then a lot of technology that is happening, such as virtualization. Virtualization is happening much faster than before, and virtualization is the base enabler for the cloud computing. A lot more companies are growing their data center, but doing virtualization to save electricity bill and save the hardware operation cost. So those are the three areas that you can see that is changing. One, threats change to outbreak is coming back, and then the data stealing malware is increasing, and customer buying behavior switching to SaaS model, and technology is switching to virtualization. And all those three is the core of our smart protection network. We utilize the cloud computing, the virtualization technology to come up with our smart protection as the backbone of our smart protection network and provide customer with a SaaS model of the buying. And then tackle specifically to those data stealing malware and those outbreak. So that's smart protection network as the core technology to empower our security as service offering, security assessment, and data protection and virtualization security. So let me go. These are where we see the digital threats, the high Trend Micro especially focus on high risk and high damage, high probability of the damage and high cost of the damage. Those are like the data stealing malware or the data protection for the unintentional leakage of the corporate data. Those are the two areas that we focus especially on. And smart protection network, with our web reputation, email reputation, file reputation or in the cloud, correlating, utilizing cloud computing technology, providing security from the cloud. That's Tremicro's smart protection network. And like I explained, because the new threats, the biggest threats is customers don't see it. They don't know it's existing there. And a lot of people say antivirus is already commoditized, no differentiation. And therefore, they won't switch. That's why we launched this campaign starting last month to say, think again. We urge all the customers to think again. Is your security really working? If it's really already working, is already commoditized, then why is 60% of the customer, business customer, get a cybercrime attacked? And most of those attacks, as I showed in the previous slide, are data stealing malware, exist in customers' environment for a long time. So along with this campaign, come with a security assessment, because we are so sure that with our smart protection network, we will find for customer, unveil the hidden threats inside their environment. So we offer a free security assessment. And this is, for just 2 months, we do the assessment for about a dozen of the big enterprise customers. These are four cases. In all, 100% of all those assessments, this is the typical result we found. It's customer that they have a lot of so-called bots inside their environment, which is data stealing malware, or their user's behavior is to access those malicious websites several times, thousands of times. Within 2 weeks, these are only 2 weeks of time, and 100% they all found all these threats. And on these four cases, the antivirus or security product they were using is Microsoft, Symantec, McAfee. All of them, that shows, and all these four resulting in the customer rethink their security policy, their security need to be upgraded or replaced with our smart protection network solution. So this is like the first sign of success, because we know there's a lot of hidden threats out there. It's just that customer didn't know, and therefore they thought there's no differentiation. But smart protection network there's a way to show customer that they do have a serious threat there. And if they use smart protection network product, they can tackle that problem. So another one that I'd like to mention is our how does the smart protection network compare with traditional antivirus? So we have two products in the market, marketing to the similar customer base. Our original product called client-server messaging suite, usually if we ship that product, customer call rate about virus problem is 15%. They will call because of a virus problem. A similar product called Worry Free with Smart Protection Network solution, the support call dropped to 5%, significant drop. So the cost of supporting Smart Protection Network products actually is going to be lower than supporting the traditional antivirus product. So these are another sign of success that we think Smart Protection Network is going to work. These are some of the new product or new sales strategy. I just say it's a sign of success because it's not big deals. But the first part is our strategy of upselling to our current desktop customer with new solution plugin. In our Virus Buster Corporate Edition 8.0, we have a very flexible plugin structure to plug in new components, and one of the first components is called Intrusion Detection Firewall that we plug in. And we already have all these few customers that buying or this upsell. So we think our broad Virus Buster Corporate Edition customer base, we can start to do this upsell to the customer. The second one is we focus on the data leakage protection products. We complete the acquisition of a small data protection company called Provela last year, and now we start to sell their product. And one of the important one that I like to mention is the one that we conclude a deal in U.K., where the hospital starting to standardize using this data protection product from Trend Micro to do security assessment and also use that as their standard to protect the customer's patient's record. So those are the new products, some sign of success that shows that there is a need and there is a vertical of customer that need this type of solution. The last one is some big customer, especially in Europe. In last quarter, we concluded three big deal. It's all about government. The German government, the Netherlands government, and the Russian railway, they all signed a contract with Trend Micro and use Trend Micro's product. I think our product that is specially designed, and as you know, in this economy situation, a lot of government is the one that is spending the money, and we focus our sales force to the government sector. So those are the new signs of success. Another part, SaaS operation. SaaS operation is a new thing, and Trend Micro invest in this SaaS operation. In the past, we have one very special called Worry-Free Remote Manager. It's SaaS for through the channel because we want to continue to strengthen our reseller channel. So we specially built a tool for our channel partner to use this platform, SaaS platform, to manage their customer. And now we see that partner who use this platform, 10% already in our partner community, 10% use this platform. And they actively manage 5% of our total customer base was managed by this type of new SaaS platform. And what we found is this type of customer, they especially very sticky. This SaaS platform that we build for those reseller are very sticky. As you know, in Europe and in U.S., the reseller is usually not that loyal. They go for whatever offer them better margin. But for those customer that use our SaaS platform, they continue to add new customer, and they stick with Trend Micro as our reseller. That's another good sign of the SaaS platform. Another one is our Message Gateway. Message Gateway is the first customer will move their Message Gateway to the cloud, outsource the Message Gateway to, and Trend Micro's IMHS is adding significant, as you can see the chart, every day we're adding significant amount of customer, especially accelerating since Q4 because of the economy, the downturn. Right now, we believe we are the fourth largest mail gateway SaaS company already. Oh, sorry. This number is not people, it's company. That's 35,000 companies of the signed up. It's not the user then. So SaaS is growing in our Smart Protection Network strategy. And last one is virtualization. Virtualization, virtualization actually means that server become mobile. They can provision the server, virtualized server, very quickly, and they move around. And therefore, for this type of virtualized server, they need new type of protection, and they even need better protection for that. And therefore, Trend Micro specially designed a virtualized server protection for the virtualized server. And this product is to be announced and to be starting to ship on April timeframe. And I think it's going to be a very important product selling to the data center because right now, 70% of the company are doing virtualization, somewhat of virtualization project. So that's security for the cloud. Originally, Smart Protection Network is security from the cloud, and this virtualization protection is security for the cloud. Lastly, we've been mentioned about our cooperation with Linksys. So we are finding a new way to serve the consumer users. And this is we incorporate Smart Protection Network agent inside the Linksys router and provide the home user with the complete protection. It was announced today in US. Finally, we ship the product. We expect all the product will ship out. We'll have 8 million units of the product in 2009. And these are the model that is going to the Linksys product that we will have our Smart Protection Network embedded inside. And later on, Omigawa-san will mention more about this cooperation and why we think this is a better way. We're starting to find Smart Protection Network can be embedded into a lot of non-PC platform and provide better protection. And those non-PC platform, usually we see better return on investment for user and also better margin for Trend Micro. So in conclusion, I would say 2008 was a tough year. And those 2008, they say there's four big news, top four news in IT industry. The first one is, of course, economic downturn, tsunami. And all these four things have impact to security. The first one, tsunami, the economic tsunami. What does that mean? That means customer will face more threats, but less budget, right? More threat, why? Because hackers need more money too. They create more threats, and we're already seeing that growing. So that's, but they have less budget. Smart Protection Network, exactly designed for that. Smart Protection Network's message is more protection, less cost of ownership, because it's a SaaS model. Customer can utilize our already built out data center to provide more protection, but with less cost. Second big news was Obama conducted the internet campaign. He used the internet to do the campaign. What does that mean? That means Web 2.0 go mainstream. Web 2.0 is not a kids platform anymore. It can become a business platform. And that means Web 2.0 security is going to be mainstream. Trend Micro Smart Protection Network, web threat protection is the first one to come up with the web threat protection, and it's going to be more mature in 2009. And the third important top news is smartphone revolution. Smartphone revolution means mobile workforce security going to grow even more important. In the previous slide, I actually did not mention, but we recently won two important smartphone bundle deal. And we're starting to see Smart Protection Network because of the small agent that we were able to embed it into all these smartphones or netbook, those small book. And therefore, we will be able to take advantage of this mobile workforce security. And last one is cloud computing. Cloud computing and Smart Protection Network is protection from the cloud, utilizing cloud computing, but also protection for the cloud, because we are developing special like virtualization protection for the data center private cloud. So in conclusion, I think we have no change. We don't want to be disturbed by the economy or the downturn. We continue to invest in our Smart Protection Network because we believe economic downturn will go through, but customers' need will not change. They need better protection, less complexity, and that's what Smart Protection Network is going to offer. So I'm sorry we cannot give you brighter or promise you a rose garden at this time, because really there's hard to predict. the threat landscape is as hard to predict, unpredictable as economy right now. But I think one is economy, hard to predict. Threats is probably the upside, but I cannot predict when the tsunami will come for the threats. But just like Mahendra said, we hope next quarter and at least at the year end of 2009, we can deliver much better result than what we deliver in fourth quarter. Thank you.